We're very nearly done. One short comment from the gentleman.
First of all, I resent Mr. Aronovich's attack on Guy Fettington. He's done more for East End Jewish London than anyone else. And I think that's a disgrace.
He has a claim for us.
Well, okay. Anyway, what I want to ask is, do you think Israel's actions in Gaza, Lebanon previously, contribute to anti-Semitism? Because as far as I can see, they do, because all the anti-Semitism goes up every time that this happens.
That actually is a good question. That first one we've had today, actually. Here's the answer. But what's that mean? When the Chinese crack down on Tibet, are there attacks on Chinese people in London and Manchester and Birmingham? No. When there is genocide in Darfur, are black Africans in London, including in the East End, which you know, are they attacked? No. The difference with anti-Semitic attacks, it seems to me, is that Israel's crimes, real or sometimes imagined, are used as a justification for anti-Semitism. And for a wide, and anti-Semitism exists far more widely than just as a reaction to Israel. I mean, have you ever wondered, sir, why is it the dirty, filthy little war in a patch of land on the east coast of the Mediterranean, smaller than Wales, probably about the size of Oxfordshire, I'd say, attracts all this vast, vast attention and vast, vast fury? Among the many things that were being thrown at me today, I don't know if I should say this, actually. I feel really filthy being at a meeting, at a literary festival, as obliged to say, I'm not Jewish. The Jews wouldn't have me as Jewish. My parents just kept my surname, so for all of that's dead. Well, actually, it's not dead. And one way you can see it's not dead is that when Chinese murder Tibetans, no one attacks the Chinese. When Israel and Palestinians go to war, Jews are attacked. There's a difference there, and I'd like you to think about it.
Even the Chinese don't want to foster. A very good comment to end.